Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, the U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th of 2024? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
I'm somewhat likely to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question.
This primary you're talking about?
For the primary.
This primary. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. For the general election, it's basically almost for sure I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Regardless of how you may have felt in the past, for whom did you vote back in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
I'm going to go with Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay, thank you so much. With which political party are you registered, Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
No party. I think I'm registered as independent.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's? Okay, thank you so much. What is your main racial background? Do you consider yourself African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White Caucasian, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 65?
46 to 55.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries? Crime and public safety, illegal immigration, growth and overdevelopment, abortion, taxes, K-12 education, health care, the environment, property insurance costs?
Political corruption. I don't know if you have that.
Political corruption. Unfortunately, I don't have that option. But
okay,
I have.
So then I guess go with. What, darling? Yeah, I'll go with inflation then.
Inflation? Okay, thank you so much. If the general election for Florida State Legislature were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely Republican.
Definitely Republican. Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Very approved.
Strongly approved? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Strongly approved.
Strongly approved. Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just say so. Sabina Cabo.
Never heard of her.
Okay. Vicky Lopez.
I haven't heard of her.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Wait, I'm sorry. I thought you already asked that question earlier.
I know. It just on the survey, I'm just supposed to read verbatim. It's just part of the question.
What was the first time you asked me between Biden and Trump? What was that question?
It was who you voted back in 2020.
Okay. All right, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, it would be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? Okay, thank you so much. Sure. Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Trump?
Definitely voting for Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for the Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate, or Sabina Cabo, the Democratic candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Vicky Lopez.
And would you say you are definitely voting for her or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.